The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, Apollo 12 splashed down, meaning that the American space program had taken men to the moon and returned them safely to Earth, not once, but twice, before the decade was out.
Al Bean reports three main chutes have deployed.
And we're at 8,000 feet on the way down in great shape.
We record splash at ground elapsed time of 244 hours, 36 minutes, 24 seconds.
The Apollo 12 crew was still quarantined, a practice that would be abolished after the Apollo 14 flight. In 1991, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off on a week-long classified Department of Defense mission. Other experiments were conducted, including tests to see if the shuttle orbiters could be uprated for longer missions. Forrest J. Ackerman was born on this day in 1916. He's widely credited with creating the term sci-fi. Bev Bevan, drummer for The Move and ELO, was born today in 1944. And in 1947, actor Dwight Schultz was born. He's forever remembered as part of the A-Team, but Star Trek fans know him as Lieutenant Barclay.
Will your investigation affect our available power during the mission?
No. No, sir. We'll have to shut off some systems. We'll shut them down a few at a time. I don't think so.
Good. I look forward to your report, Mr. Broccoli. Barclay.
Born in 1957, another Star Trek The Next Generation alumnus, Denise Crosby.
So I grew up in a world that allowed things like this court. And it was people like these that saved me from it. This so-called court should get down on its knees to what Starfleet is!
Freddie Mercury of Queen died on this day in 1991. Pat Morita, who played Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid movies, died in 2005. On this day in 1964, Star Trek went before the cameras for the first time as filming began on The Cage.
What's been on your mind, Chris? The fight on Rigel 7?
Shouldn't it be? My own yeoman and two others dead, seven injured.
Was there anything you personally could have done to prevent it?
Oh, I should have smelled trouble when I saw the swords in the armor. Instead of that, I let myself get trapped in that deserted fortress and attacked by one of their warriors.
Chris, you set standards for yourself no one could meet. You treat everyone on board like a human being except yourself. Well, now you're tired and you...
You bet I'm tired. You bet. I'm tired of being responsible for 203 lives and... I'm tired of deciding which mission is too risky and which isn't, and who's going on the landing party and who doesn't, and who lives and who dies.
Starring Jeffrey Hunter as Captain Christopher Pike and Leonard Nimoy as Mr. Spock, The Cage was Gene Roddenberry's first attempt at a pilot episode for Star Trek, one that would eventually be rejected by NBC. But ironically, 2 years later, we got to see most of it anyway.
This is Mr. Spock. You'll learn next why returning Captain Pike to Talos IV was worth risking my life and Captain Kirk's career. Join us then to see the conclusion of the incredible adventure on that forbidden planet.
Since you resist the present specimen, you now have a selection. Each of the two new specimens has qualities in her favor. You will find it an effective combination.
Part two of the fan favorite Star Trek episode, The Menagerie, which utilized most of the footage shot for The Cage as a flashback to the early days of the Enterprise, premiered on this day in 1966. In 1973, a former Star Trek cast member antagonized the Starlost.
Who are you? What do you want?
Who are you?
I am Oro, of Ixar.
Well, I am Devon, of Cypress Corners.
What happened back there?
Happened?
Yes. The whole ceiling of the module is torn away as if it were hit by a big boulder.
A boulder, indeed.
What do you know? Were you there?
Your questions will be answered.
Walter Koenig made his first appearance as the alien Oro. In 1988, a local TV show about a guy and two robots making fun of old B-movies started on Minneapolis TV station KTMA. The very first episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I'm going for it. People of Earth, I am Joel Hodgson. I am orbiting your planet on a man-made satellite of my own design. Please tell your president I built these robots. They are also of my own design. Also tell him that I don't like his TV shows very much, except for maybe some of the early Death Valley days.
In 1997, Dr. Bashir met a group of genetically engineered humans who had a fixation on the future.
Your leader.
Pretender? You don't belong on that throne and you know it.
Everything in my power to protect Cardassia.
Someone's making him say all this. He doesn't want to.
Into a new era. This I vow with my life's blood.
Did any of you know who Damar was before today?
No. But it's obvious who he is. The pretender. Who killed the king and seized the throne.
Not the king. He's still alive.
Or the queen, maybe. Or a princess.
Mm. Yes. Zihal. The Skaldagar's daughter.
And now, the pretender finds himself in league with a dark knight that he can't control.
Wayum.
It's not a bad story. Epic, really.
In the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode, Statistical Probabilities. In 2007, it was time to tell the story of the other battle star that survived the Cylon attack.
I want all hatches sealed. Docking connection severed. Lieutenant, spin up our FTL drive.
Yes, sir.
We're preparing for an emergency jump, everyone.
Insert jumping.
Sir, two more nukes headed straight for us. Estimate 20 seconds to impact.
FTL spooling, sir, but without the computer, we can't calculate a safe jump.
Don't bother calculating. Just do it.
One door blind dump.
Missiles
it
closing.
It doesn't matter where we jump. Just fracking. Do it, Lieutenant.
The Battlestar Galactica TV movie Razor was released on DVD. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Warp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing for all seekers. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.
Metathesis is one of the most common of pronunciation errors, sir. A reversal of vowel and consonant. Bark to Brock